presents All Gas and Gators. The Bishop Buys a Mug. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil, with this week's special guests, Joan Sanderson as Mrs. Hugh Critchley, and Eric Chitty as Canon Hodges. It is Saturday afternoon, and in the study of his palace, the bishop is lovingly washing his collection of coronation mugs, helped by his domestic chaplain.
Is that the Staffordshire William the Fourth Knut?
Yes, my lord.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Yes, my lord.
Is that clock fast?
I've no idea.
This was the first coronation mug I ever bought, you know, Knut. I got it when I was a curate for 5 shillings.
I really think I ought to go and change, my lord.
Oh, Knut, what are you fussing about?
The ramble, my lord. I don't want to be late.
What ramble?
But I told you, my lord, it's the St. Ogg's Rovers spring ramble this afternoon. You said I could go.
Oh, yes, of course, Knut, of course. Just finish washing the dolt and Edward the Seventh, and we'll put them away.
Right, my lord. Here you are.
Thank you, Knut. You know, Knut, I'm not given to boasting, but I really can't say that I know anyone who has a better collection of mugs than this.
What about Canon Hodges at Hawley, my lord?
Well, old Hodges. Oh, I'd hardly call that a collection. He hasn't got one good piece.
Oh, how funny you should say that.
Funny? Why is it funny?
Because he said exactly the same about your collection
the other day. Oh, did he? Well, I think he'll soon regret those words, Knut.
Why, my lord?
Because of something I've seen recently, Knut. Something I've searched for years. A beautiful Milton earthenware Edward the Eighth mug.
But he wasn't crowned.
Oh, but they made this beautiful mug, and I know someone who has a very fine specimen.
Oh, and have you asked to buy it?
No, Knut, it's not quite as simple as that.
Oh, you mean this person doesn't want to sell?
Well, let me say that if he knew I wanted it, he might not want to sell it to me.
Oh, is it someone who doesn't like you, my lord?
Well, you could put it like that, Knut, yes.
Then, what will you do?
Well, I intend to do all I can to make him like me, Knut. Go and answer the front door, will you?
But I'm already late for the ramble, my lord.
Oh, very well, Knut. I'll do it myself. You go upstairs and change.
Oh, thank you, my lord.
All right, come in, come in. Oh, my dear Dean.
Good afternoon, my lord.
What a pleasant surprise. Won't you come in, Dean?
Thank you, my lord. Though whether you will think my visit so pleasant when you hear its purpose is doubtful.
But what is the matter, Dean?
The visiting preacher, my lord. I'm afraid I must insist that you give him lunch tomorrow.
Me, Dean?
Yes. My wife and I have entertained the preachers for far too long. It is high time that you bore your share of the burden.
Oh, my dear Dean, it will give me the greatest pleasure.
You agree?
Well, certainly. Surely you know you only have to ask me for anything.
What?
You seem surprised, Dean.
Frankly, my lord, I am.
I can't think why.
Because when I mentioned this matter to you some time ago, you took a very different attitude.
Oh, nonsense, my dear Dean. You must have misunderstood me. Please tell the visiting preacher I shall be delighted to see him for luncheon tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, my lord. I am most grateful.
My dear Dean, you know, you and I have a duty to set an example of cooperation to the cathedral and to the diocese at large. We must blaze a path.
Of course, my lord. Yes, of course. To be frank, I had a particular reason for this request. My wife and I are spring cleaning, and we are anxious to dismantle the dining room. The soft furnishings must go to the cleaners, and they have a special offer of reduced terms this week.
Oh, say no more, Dean. I fully understand. Now you are here. Why don't you come in for a moment?
Oh, thank you, no, my lord. I must hurry back to my wife. She is expecting me.
Yes, of course, of course. Don't let me keep you. I can imagine how keen you must be to join such a charming lady.
We're only going to finish papering the cloakroom, my lord. Good afternoon.
Allow me to open the door for you, Dean.
Ah, thank you, my lord. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Jack Horse, my lord.
have you got on?
Really, my rambling clothes, my lord, my shorts and anorak.
Yes, but that thing on your head.
What? Oh, my little woolly hat. Yes, rather jolly, isn't it?
That's one way to describe it, certainly.
Right. Well, I'll be off, my lord.
No, Newt, I'm afraid you won't.
Why not?
Because you've got to go shopping instead.
But I'm supposed to be at HQ at 14:30.
Oh, hours. Never mind about that, Newt. We are entertaining the visiting preacher to lunch tomorrow.
We are, my lord, but why?
Because the dean has asked me, Newt. And if the dean asks me, how can I refuse?
Well, you always have before. You said he gets the allowance and he can do the work. You said you weren't going to be pushed around.
Newt, you heard what I said?
But I shall miss the ramble.
I realize it's very hard on you, Newt, but rest assured I have my reasons.
Well, frankly, my lord, I think I'm entitled to know what they are.
Very well. Now, tell me, have you ever been in the dean's bathroom?
Yes, my lord. When we had lunch at the deanery and Mrs. Pugh Critchley made that trifle.
Well, then you noticed the dean's tooth mug.
No, I didn't. I was feeling too ill.
What a pity, Newt, because if you had, you would have seen it is an Edward VIII Minton earthware coronation mug.
So that's where you've seen it?
Yes, Newt. Now you understand how imperative it is that we do not offend the dean.
I understand. I'm going to miss my ramble, my lord.
Oh, my dear Newt, no great collection has ever been formed without some sacrifice.
But I've been looking forward to this for weeks.
Well, if you hurry, you'll be in time.
I suppose I might. We're starting with a pre-ramble powwow. Oh. If I cut that, I might just get there in time for the movie.
Yes, yes, of course you will, Newt. It won't take you long to change.
Why should I change?
Well, as my chaplain, you can hardly go shopping dressed like that.
But if I change, I shall be late for the movie.
Sometimes, Newt, I wonder if your heart is really in your job.
Well, what am I going to buy?
You go upstairs and change, and I'll make out a shopping list.
Oh, very well.
Oh, who can that be? Oh! Henry, dear old friend, come on in.
Thank you, Bishop. I've got a bit of news for you.
And I've got some for you. Yesterday, Henry, yesterday, for the first time, I went into the dean's bathroom.
You did, Bishop?
And Henry, you know, I think I can say it was the most exciting moment of my life.
In what way, particularly?
Because, Henry, as soon as I opened the door, there it was, facing me.
Really? I thought it was round the corner to the right.
No, a coronation mug, a Minton Edward VIII earthenware coronation mug.
Oh, has he got one too?
What do you mean, too? They're very rare.
Oh, they can't be, Bishop.
I tell you, they are. I've never seen one.
Well, I have.
You have? When?
10 minutes ago, in that shop in Fish Street.
What? The antique shop?
Yes. It's in the window. That's what I came to tell you.
Henry, how splendid. This means I don't have to try and get the dean to sell me his.
Yeah.
You're sure you're not mistaken?
I went in and checked, Bishop.
But supposing he sells it?
Oh, he won't do that. He said only one person in St. Ogg's would be interested in it.
Ah, he meant me, of course, didn't he, Henry?
No, Bishop. He meant Canon Hodges.
What? Oh, come on, Henry.
Where are we going?
To the antique shop, of course. We've got to get that mug before Hodges sees it. Come on.
Coming, Bishop.
Come along in, Henry, old friend.
Thank you, Bishop.
Oh, 3 o'clock. That didn't take long, did it? Newton, what are you doing sitting on the stairs?
Waiting for you, my lord.
For me? Whatever for?
Waiting for your shopping list.
Oh, never mind about that, Newt. Look, do you see what this is?
Yes, my lord, a mug.
The mug, Newt. It's the mug, the Minton Edward VIII.
Oh, the dean's given it to you, has he?
No. Henry found this one in an antique shop, and we've just seized it from under the nose of Canon Hodges. Oh, my word, that was a brilliant piece of strategy, Henry.
Not bad, was it, Bishop?
You won't believe this, Newt, but we just turned the corner in Fish Street, and there was old Hodges with his nose glued into the window of the shop and this mug sitting there looking at him. Oh, don't mind telling you, Henry, that was one of the worst moments of my life.
A bit tricky, Bishop.
Oh, it certainly was, but you'll never guess what we did, Newt. The Archdeacon strolled over the road and started chatting to him, while I, under cover of a convenient meat lorry, nipped round behind into the shop without Hodges seeing me and bought the mug. Now, what do you think of that?
Not much, my lord.
I beg your pardon.
Making me change and miss the ramble while all the time you've been into the town and done the shopping yourself. I think it's very inconsiderate.
But I haven't done the shopping.
Then what's the visiting preacher going to eat tomorrow?
Well, that's the dean's problem, Luke.
You said we were going to entertain him.
Oh, did I? Well, I've changed my mind. We've no need to bother with that anymore. I'll ring the dean and tell him.
Ah, right, my lord. Do you know, I might just be in time for the move-off after all.
Of course you will if you hurry.
I'll just rush upstairs and get back into my rambling clothes.
Yes, that's right.
What will you tell the Dean, Bishop?
Oh, I'll think of something, Henry. Now, who can that be? Go on into the study, Henry, and take this mug with you.
Right-o, Bishop.
Oh, Dean! What an enormous parcel. Oh, is it for me?
No, my lord. I'm on my way to the cleaners.
Oh, you dismantled your dining room already, have you?
Completely, my lord. We have removed the table and furniture, rolled up the carpet and underfelt for collection on Monday. My wife is cleaning the lampshades and pictures, and I have here in this parcel the curtains and chair covers. The room is completely bare.
Goodness, that was quick.
On occasions such as this, my wife and I pride ourselves on our teamwork.
Oh, yes, of course, dear.
As a matter of fact, there is something I wish to ask you.
What is it?
May I put this parcel down? It's rather heavy.
Oh, yes, indeed, of course you can.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, my lord, emboldened by your earlier remark...
What do you mean when I offered to have the visiting preacher to lunch?
When you spoke so generously of our duty, my lord.
Oh, that... Well, what of it?
Well, I was telling my wife how you spoke of our setting an example of cooperation to the cathedral and the diocese at large, and she suggested that you might care to help us out of a temporary difficulty.
Oh, what is that, Dean?
Tomorrow's lunch, my lord. We have nowhere to eat.
What? Oh, but you mean because you've dismantled the dining room?
Yes.
Well, how can I help?
My wife and I were wondering, as you are already entertaining the visiting preacher, whether two more would overstrain your resources.
Well, yes, Dean, but I'm very sorry, but I'm afraid it's out of the question.
Oh, we should not wish to impose.
Oh, no, it's not that, Dean. You see, the whole thing is off. I can't even have the visiting preacher either.
But you agreed to. You can't go back on it now.
Oh, but I must proceed him because I haven't got anything for him to eat. My chaplain is busy rambling or something and there's no one to go shopping.
But how can we entertain him now that we've dismantled our dining room?
Well, I can only suggest that you mantle it again, Dean. I should take those things straight home and hang them up.
Well, this is almost inconvenient. But the cleaners, their free offer ends today.
Well, I'm very sorry about it, Dean, but there it is.
It'll take a long time to put the dining room back as it was.
Oh, surely not, Dean. Remember, you pride yourselves on your teamwork.
My wife is not going to like this, my lord. I hardly know how to break it to her.
Well, you know what they say, Dean. Bad news is best broken quickly. Good afternoon. Henry, where is it? Where's the mug?
Here, Bishop.
Oh, just look at it, Henry. Isn't it beautiful? How could anyone with a soul use a beautiful thing like this for cleaning his teeth?
A bit risky, Bishop.
Risky? Oh, Henry, don't. The force is appalling. Just imagine, Henry, one day when he's there cleaning his teeth and not really concentrating, you know, thinking about one of his interminable sermons or something while he's rinsing his teeth, and then he puts it down on the edge of the wash basin and he lets go with that.
Bishop, is it broken?
Oh, Henry, look. My Edward the Eighth Minton mug.
But can't it be mended?
For cleaning teeth, possibly, but not for my collection.
Oh, Bishop, what will you do?
What can I do, Henry? Oh, well, I suppose I'll just have to start working on the Dean all over again.
Right, well, I'm off, my lord.
Off? Off where?
To the Ramble, my lord. I should just meet them at Ketsby for tea and prayer.
Oh, all right, off you go.
Thank you, my lord. By the way, how did the Dean take the news?
What news?
That he's got to have Canon Hodges for lunch tomorrow.
Who said he has?
You did, my lord. You said now you've got that mug, the Dean would have to entertain him after all.
What? What? You mean Canon Hodges is the visiting preacher?
Yes, my lord.
How do you know?
He told me when I saw him last week.
What? But we can't let him go to the deanery.
He might see the dean's mug, Bishop Chris.
Precisely, Henry. If he goes up to the bathroom and he's almost certain to want to. Oh, it's too terrible to contemplate. Quick, we must telephone the dean. Canon Hodges must come here. We must insist upon it.
But we haven't got any food.
Oh, nor we have. Quick, Newt, go and buy something.
But I shall miss tea and prayer.
Never mind that. Do what I say at once. Get a joint of beef, potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and anything else you can think of.
I suppose I better go and change again.
Oh, no, there's no time for that.
But I thought you said
this. Don't that I could think, Newt, act.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, hello, hello. Dean? Ah, Dean, there's been a new development. Yes. I find my chaplain has done the shopping so I can have the visiting preacher to lunch after all. But, Dean, I thought you wanted me to entertain him.
What's he say, Bishop?
He's being typically uncooperative, Henry. But, Dean, it won't take a moment to dismantle it again. But I thought you prided yourselves on your teamwork. Oh, good. Well done, Dean. Thank you. That's settled. Just ask him to come straight over to the palace after matins. Oh, really, the fuss people do make, Henry. Ah, Newt, have you got everything?
No, my lord, I haven't got anything.
Why not?
I just looked at the time. It's too late. The shops are shut.
What?
Bishop, what shall we do?
Oh, I don't know now, Henry.
Would you like me to ring the Dean and ask him to entertain Canon Hodges, my lord?
Oh, Newt, would you mind?
Of course not, my lord.
Oh, and Newt.
Yes, my lord.
Would you ask him, as he is entertaining Canon Hodges, if three more would overstrain his resources?
But, Bishop, we don't want to have lunch at the deanery.
Oh, no, my lord. Remember the last time, that trifle.
Well, I'm very sorry, Newt. You'll have to have it. We have no choice. Somehow we have got to stop Canon Hodges seeing the dean's tooth mug.
Dear lady, that this is not putting you out.
Not at all, Bishop. I must warn you, the portions will be rather small.
A case of the loaves and fishes, eh?
Hardly, Archdeacon. There's no bread. Excuse me, I must take this into the dining room.
Are we supposed to wait here in the hall, do you think?
Well, there isn't anywhere else. The drawing room is under dust sheets.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize.
We're trying to do our spring cleaning, you know. Excuse me.
Bishop.
What is it, Henry?
I get the feeling we are not welcome.
Never mind about that, Henry. Just remember, both of you, what you've got to do.
You mean keep going to the bathroom?
Precisely. Come in. Come in, Hodges, come in.
Thank you, Dean.
Oh, you are here already, my lord.
Oh, yes, Dean, yes. After such a kind invitation, we didn't want to be late.
Good morning, Hodges.
Good morning, my lord. Archdeacon, we meet again.
Have you two met recently?
Yes, Dean. Just by chance.
Well, I have since wondered if chance had much to do with that meeting, Archdeacon.
Indeed. Where did you meet?
Outside the antique shop in Fish Street.
What about luncheon?
Well, what about it, my lord?
Well, I just thought that Hodges might be hungry after his sermon.
Grace, my love.
Yes, Lionel. Good morning, Canon Hodges.
Good morning, Mrs. Pugh Critchley. This is very kind of you to entertain me when you're spring cleaning.
It's a pleasure to entertain you, Canon.
His lordship was asking if lunch is ready, my love.
Was he? You all go into the dining room, my lord. I'll bring in what little there is.
Yes, right. Then let's go in. Oh, wait. First. Does anyone wish to go to the bathroom?
Oh, well, as a matter of fact...
I do.
Oh, Do you? I'm afraid the cloakroom is out of commission. Would you mind going upstairs, Hodges?
Well, perhaps Newt would prefer to go first.
Oh, no, Canon.
Newt! Oh, yes. Very much. Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, if you will come this way.
Thank you, Dean.
My lord, I'm afraid the other dining chairs are at the upholsterer's, but I have found this bench. Now, if you will sit here, and the archdeacon on the other end of it by my wife, your chaplain can sit in the middle when he joins us.
Oh, yes, of course, Dean. Anything that, whatever is most convenient.
Frankly, my lord, none of it is convenient.
Stuffed breast of lamb. I hope you like it, Canon.
Yes, indeed.
Shall we wait for your chaplain, my lord?
Oh, I think not, Dean. He's likely to be up there for some time.
Oh, is he? Oh, dear me.
Oh, very well. I will say grace. For what we are about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful.
Amen.
Shall we sit down?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, I should perhaps have warned you, Archdeacon. It is necessary for you both to sit simultaneously or the bench tips up.
Oh, I noticed.
Oh, are you all right, dear old Henry?
Just about, Bishop. The floor is rather hard.
I'm sorry, but the carpet is waiting to be cleaned.
Yes, of course, dear lady. Now then, Henry, you're ready. We'd better sit down together. One, two, three, sit. There. Now, what were you saying, Dean?
I wasn't, my lord.
And tell me, Canon, what was your sermon about?
Forgiveness.
And were you pleased with it?
Not very. I didn't feel my heart was really in it.
Now, this is for you, Hodges.
Oh, thank you. In fact, I shall preach on a different theme this evening at Hall 8.
Oh, what do you have in mind?
I haven't decided yet.
Now, help yourself to potatoes.
Thank you.
If you cut the big one in half, Canon, they'll go round.
My lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean.
There. I hope this is not too much meat for you, Archdeacon.
No, I think I'll manage, Dean.
A potato, my lord.
Thank you, dear lady.
Grace, my love.
Thank you, Lionel.
A potato, Henry. You'll need one.
Thank you, Bishop. Mrs. Pugh Critchley.
Thank you, my lord. Don't wait, Canon.
Thank you.
Oh, dear me, we mustn't forget your chaplain, my lord.
Newt! Oh, don't worry about him. I expect he'll be in the bathroom for some time yet, Dean.
Oh, will he? Oh, dear.
Nevertheless, he will presumably want some lunch when he does come out. Archdeacon!
Yes, Dean?
I appear to have been overgenerous.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I must ask you to return some of your meat.
If you say so, Dean.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Ah, and you care at last.
You've been quick.
Well, there didn't seem much point in staying longer, my lord.
If you will excuse me,
Henry, quick, go on. There, I must go into the bathroom.
Oh, must you, Archdeacon?
Yes, I'm afraid I must.
Go on quickly, Henry, get up.
Right, Bishop.
Be careful of the bench, Archdeacon. Too late, I'm afraid.
Crikey, Moses. Bishop, oh, my lord, what are you doing on the floor?
What does it look as if I'm doing, Duke? Oh, don't worry about me, Henry. Go on, get to the bathroom, quickly.
I'm afraid he will have to wait, my lord.
Well, of course he mustn't wait. You can't wait, can you, Henry?
No, possibly.
I'm afraid you'll have to, Archdeacon. Canon Hodges has gone to the bathroom.
What? But he mustn't. He can't.
I think he must be the best judge of that, my lord. Now, do let us all sit down.
Where am I to sit, Dean?
Note there, Newt. And here is your plate. Now, please hurry.
Oh, thank you, Dean. Yes, right.
If you'll excuse me, I'll clear these things away and bring in the pudding.
Pudding? Ho, ho, ho. Is there a pudding?
Yes, Archdeacon. I've made one of my trifles.
Why have you stopped eating, Newt?
I suddenly don't feel hungry, Dean.
Let me help you clear these things, my love. Come on. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Newt, why didn't you stay up there like I told you?
I didn't think it was necessary, my lord.
Not necessary? Of course it's necessary. Look what's happened. He's up there now with that mug.
But my lord...
Where is our host?
Why, do you want to ask him to sell you his tooth mug?
His tooth mug? Why should I want to buy his tooth mug, my lord?
Oh, don't try and fool me, Hodges, because it is a Minton Edward VIII coronation mug.
No, surely not,
you
my lord.
No, it is.
Very well, my lord, if you say so.
And I saw it first, and I insist that you keep out of this.
Like you did yesterday, my lord?
Well, that was different. Quite different.
Was it? I see. But, my lord, if you already have one, why do you want the dean's as well?
Ah, well, because that
his
was...
His lordship had an accident.
You've broken it?
Yes.
Yeah, dear me, that does alter things.
Here we are with the trifle. Dean, I want to ask you a favor.
You do, my lord.
Another favor, Bishop?
Yes. I've been talking to Hodges here, and it seems we both want to buy your tooth mug.
My tooth mug? Why, my lord?
Yeah, never mind why. The point is that we both want it.
Really? Won't you have some trifle, my lord?
Thank you. No, no.
Newt, plenty of trifle for you because you missed the first course.
No, thank you. No, I got it wrong.
Yes, of course you must.
Yes, I made it specially for you, Newt.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I remember how much you said you enjoyed it last night.
Yes, there you are, Newt.
Oh, how kind, Dean. Thank you.
Hodges, now. What are you prepared to give?
What are you prepared to give, my lord?
£10.
Gracious me. Oh, I shouldn't do that.
Be quiet, Newt. Get on with your trifle.
Supposing I said I'd give 12, my lord.
15.
Oh, you really shouldn't.
And if I said 20?
25. Now, beat that.
I pass. It's yours, my lord.
Oh, splendid. Quick, go and get it for me, will you, Dean?
£25 for my tooth mug. Is this a joke?
Indeed it is not, Dean.
But there is nothing special about my tooth mug.
There may not be to you, Dean, but there is to me.
But I cannot possibly accept money for this tooth mug.
Now, Dean, now, remember our new resolution, our duty to cooperate. Surely if I want to give you £25 for it, you cannot refuse.
Yes, well, if you put it like that, my lord.
Oh, I do. Please, go and get it, and I'll write your check.
Very well, if you insist, my lord. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Well, Hodges, it looks as if the best man won.
Yes, my lord, it does. Will you excuse me? I have to go and prepare my sermon for evensong.
Of course, Canon. I quite understand.
Oh, and have you decided what theme to preach on?
Yes, my lord. Retribution.
Here is my tooth mug, my lord.
No, Dean, I don't mean that plastic one. The Edward VIII coronation mug.
I don't have a coronation mug.
But you do. I saw it in your bathroom on Friday.
Yes, my lord. But I sold it yesterday morning.
Sold it? Who to?
The antique shop in Fish Street.
Oh.
It was to help pay for the reupholstery of our dining chairs.
Oh, we shall be able to have all the chairs done now, my love. You knew, Hodges. You knew all the time. You knew that it wasn't an Edward VIII.
Well, I told you it wasn't, my lord. Well, I must go and write my sermon.
What text are you using?
An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. Or should it be a tooth mug, my lord?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Why didn't you tell me, Newt? You went up there.
Oh, I tried to, my lord. And if you'll excuse me, I've got to go up there again.
Nonsense, there's no need now.
Yes, there is, my lord. Every need. That trifle.
No.
The tooth mug, my lord, if I could have your check.
Yes. I haven't got my pen, Dean.
Allow me to lend you mine.
Thank you.
Oh, this is really most generous of you, my lord, and I really feel that this heralds a new era in our association. As you so rightly say, we have a duty to set an example of cooperation with the people and the diocese of ours. We must save the park.
The parts were played as follows: the Archdeacon Robertson Hare, the Bishop William Mervyn, the Dean John Barron, the Chaplain Jonathan Cecil, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, Joan Sanderson, Canon Hodges, Eric Chitty. The Bishop Buys a Mug was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by John Dias.